The Electricity Company of Ghana says it is not shedding load in any part of the country. The head of communications at the Accra West area of the ECG, Eric Asante, said the current outages being experienced in some parts of Accra is as a result of obsolete machines. He said ECG is putting up new substations in parts of Accra which have high load to help with the distribution. He was hopeful this problem will be addressed as soon as possible for consumers to enjoy uninterrupted power supply, even during the rainy season.
Let me allay your fears and state clearly that we are not shedding load. What is currently happening is that if it's about outages that is lasting for, as you rightly said, some hour, some 2 hours, then obviously we are having some distribution challenges within the locality with which you get your supply or the network on which you are hooked on to. But if it is becoming so frequent, then I believe ECG, as a company, we would have to take it up and do a thorough investigation to nip this in the bud. Because so far as I'm concerned, we are not shedding load, and we have been assured by our transmitters, that is Ghana Grid Company, that there's enough generation for us to be able to distribute. So if we are experiencing this outage without any external provocation by maybe a force majeure or maybe a natural occurrence or something, then we need to look at it. But having said that, there are other problems that are affecting our network, especially in this season in which we are. Some of our cables are buried underground, some of them overhead conductors, and when the rains come down, it exposes the weak parts of our network. And as of now, we have been able to identify as many as possible these weak aspects, and we are dealing with them. Yesterday, the slight rains we experienced also exposed some aspect of the weak network. Gradually, we are solving the problem.
Eric, some would argue that even any time the clouds gather, the lights will go off. And then when it's raining, your power goes off. And after the rain, sometimes an hour, two or more, you still don't have power. How do you explain those incidents?
Technically, it should not happen that way. In other jurisdictions where they have very good network, or maybe, should I say, they have very good construction of the network where they are not hindered by the planning of the community, where there is good planning, these things don't occur. But in our case, where you need to really put some poles that would make the construction very proper or up to standard, you would have to squeeze your way and have to put the poles at places where you don't really have to, or because that does not conform to your standards. So these are some of the things that's hindering our efforts to make sure we put up standard networks. But when the clouds gather, when the rains come down, it doesn't necessarily mean that your lights would have to go off. But when they do, it means that the network is compromised, that the standards are being compromised, and we need to, as a company, beef up and improve upon the network. There are other aspects, like the ones buried underground. These are the times that they witness much outages, because when the rains sit and get into the ground and they enter the cables where they are joints, these joints fail. And when they fail, the only thing you have to do is to excavate the ground, identify where the fault is, and it takes some time. When it is a low voltage or high tension line, you need to inform the ECG office or the district office before they can know that you have a problem. But if it's a whole feeder, let's say the whole of Kwabena district going off, that one, it will reflect at our control room. So we'll get to know that this fault has occurred within this particular locality. If it is just a pole that you are hooked on, or about three houses that are off, or within a few community, that one you need to report or call our call center line, the 611-611, before we can be able to come to your aid and rectify the problem. The real aspect is that we need to look at the weak aspect of our network and then improve upon it and be quick in solving some of these problems so that it don't take more hours for people to be in that.
So in connection with that, have you acquired new equipment to replace obsolete ones?
Yes, in areas where you realize that there are lots of load on a particular transformer, what we do is that we need to beef up that particular transformer, because when the load is so much, the fuses would all easily go off and you need to really go again and replace the fuse. So you need to upgrade the particular transformer on which the people are hooked on. Again, if the conductors are undersized, when the population keeps on growing, you need to also increase the capacity of the cable or the size of the cable to be able to take on the load.
Meanwhile, the executive director of Kumasi Institute of Technology and Environment, Ishmael Agyekumhene, says he does not believe the nation is having generation problems because currently Ghana is having more in excess than it is using. He told Radio Ghana that Akonsombo is in good stead. Ameri is also generating power. Mr. Agyekumhene spoke to George Ankra.
Well, as far as I know, we shouldn't have generation capacity problem. I haven't received any report to that effect. We should have enough generation capacity to deal with the load. If we have 3,600 megawatt installed capacity and we're doing 2,000 megawatt peak demand, we shouldn't have any generation problem. I'd be very surprised if we do. So the power outages, I don't know where it's coming from.
How come we suffering from intermittent power cuts these days?
Yeah, you would notice that it's coming along with the rain. So anytime it rains, because most of our conductors are overhead conductors rather than underground cables, when they haven't been also aligned in such a way that you have things in between to avoid them, prevent them from touching each other. Once they start touching each other, there is bound to be outages. And then when there is a lot of lightning and things like that, the breakers have been, they are such that once it happens like that, they trip. And they're supposed to come back on as soon as the system stabilizes, but it appears probably something is not working the way it's supposed to work. So I can't hold brief for anybody. I haven't received any information to the country. If you compare the capacity we have with the Ameris and with the car power is coming on stream, and if you consider the fact that Akosombo is in a good position now, I can't explain why there should be, and I don't think there is a generation problem to the best of my knowledge.